Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Ethereum led fund inflows with $226 million last week, twice Bitcoin's pace, as total fund demand climbed just over $1.04 billion for a 12th straight week. Meanwhile, Dogecoin climbed 3.4%, Solana rose 3.1%, and Ethereum gained 1.9%, while Bitcoin held steady. CoinShares reports year-to-date inflows of $18 billion and total assets under management hitting $188 billion. Regional flows saw the US deliver $1 billion of net capital, Germany add $38.5 million, and Switzerland $33.7 million, while Canada and Brazil recorded outflows of $29.3 million and $9.7 million respectively. Altcoins also drew interest, with Solana raising $10.6 million and XRP $21.6 million. Shenzhen authorities on July 7, 2025, warned residents to steer clear of scams using stablecoins and digital assets to run unlicensed pyramid fundraising schemes. The municipal task force cautioned that fraudsters promise unrealistic returns and urged victims to report suspicious platforms. The stablecoin market now stands at around $256 billion, led by Tether USDT and Circle USDC, as global adoption spurs regulation talk in China, and the US Elon Musk confirmed that his America party will embrace Bitcoin, declaring fiat hopeless in a July 7th post on X. The new party targets 2 or 3 Senate seats and 8 to 10 House districts to challenge fiscal mismanagement. Critics like Daniel Batten doubt whether this is earnest policy or a publicity play. Musk's climb as Doge father began with playful tweets in 2019 and grew through Tesla's meme coin payments, a saga as nostalgic as grabbing a fire flower in Super Mario. In the UAE, the Federal Authority for Identity, Citizenship, Customs and Port Security, alongside the Securities and Commodities Authority and the Virtual Assets Regulatory Authority, jointly debunked a claim that staking $100,000 in Toncoin secured a 10-year golden visa. Regulators clarified that digital asset holdings do not meet visa criteria and warned against misleading marketing, recommending official government guidance. Vitalik Buterin and Tony Varstetter proposed Ethereum Improvement Proposal 7983 to cap gas per transaction at 16.77 million gas. Blocks or transactions exceeding the limit would be invalidated to curb denial of service risks, ensure fair allocation and boost compatibility with zero-knowledge virtual machines, preserving predictability for dApp developers. Bitcoin security expert Jameson Lopp identifies apathy as Bitcoin's chief threat amid more than 200 documented wrench attacks and over 30 cases in the first half of 2025. He recommends non-KYC options, using a passport for verification, practicing privacy through pseudonyms and a decoy residence, and discussing quantum computing risks to maintain community vigilance. Plume Network rolled out its Skylink protocol on Tron on July 7th, enabling tokenized US treasuries, private credit and other real-world assets, yields via mirrored yield tokens, while preserving liquidity through layer zero sync pools. Plume supports over 200 real-world asset finance projects in an EVM-compatible environment. Jack Dorsey launched BitChat on July 7th, a Bluetooth low-energy mesh messaging platform offering censorship-resistant, end-to-end encrypted chat without internet. Devices relay messages within a 30-meter radius, support ephemeral messaging with 12-hour retention for regular peers or indefinite storage for favorites, and provide group rooms with optional passwords. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.